Hello, everybody. Welcome back to WMFO Medford Tufts 91.5 Freeform Radio. I have some special guests here today. Well, wait one second here. Let me get you on. Hey, Gigi. Is Gigi's mic on, Bridget?
And me.
Oh, and Alex.
I'm here too, guys.
So this could quite possibly be one of our last radio shows of the year. Yeah. So, you know, tonight is dedicated to Friends.
Do you want to come use this? Dedicated to this year.
Do you want to use this mic? Because yes. I think it's way better.
Okay.
We had a beautiful day today.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about our day.
We went to Mystic Lake and had a lovely picnic. And Gigi was not there, but
Gigi
we missed her
volleyball.
And we were thinking of her always.
Of
we all remembered her. And we actually had a memorial on the beach for you.
Good.
Yeah.
A memorial?
Like, yeah. I mean,
not the right remembrance?
Like, no, what do you call it?
Celebration.
Yes. Today was a great day. It was very sunny here in Boston.
In Medford.
And, yeah. So we have some songs.
This next song actually originates from last night. Alex, Bridget, and I
love this song.
Went to go see this movie called The Challengers.
I
don't know why I'm talking about it. Like, you guys don't know what it is. It's a very popular movie right now. But
last 20 minutes were insane.
Yes. We loved the movie, and we looked at the soundtrack after, and we found this song by Spoon, and we actually, like, I mean, we know Spoon, we love Spoon, but I had never heard this song before, and I
really
love
like
it. I love it so much.
I
so.
Love this song.
It's Who's
called,
it by?
It's by Spoon, Sophie.
Oh, by Spoon.
Yes,
sorry.
By Spoon.
Okay.
It's called I Turn My Camera On.
Oh. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you. but a clown they call the Sandman. Tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream
was that was In Dreams by Roy Orbison. I love that song. Like I just said to all my lovely friends here, I want that to be played at my wedding.
And we will accompany that.
Shout out to everyone who's listening. Blythe and Talia, hopefully you're listening. My grandfather's listening. Yay! Grandpa Jim really liked that song. He texted me. So Alex, good pick.
And so also, is Maggie.
My mom, Maggie, said, how hip am I? I know this song very well. So Alex, you're super... Actually, you wouldn't be the hip one.
Maggie, I'm sorry to disappoint, but I don't think this song is very hip.
No, I think... not recently.
The people who know it are Sophie's grandfather. Gigi's mom.
Yeah, no. That's good. I mean, I love it.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
I think that's good. That's a good sign.
Okay, so next we have...
This is a song that my brother actually showed me. It's called The Fall by Rye, I think. Rye? Yeah, it would definitely be Rye. I don't know. I was trying to be strategic there. It failed. But I really like this song. I've been listening to it a lot in April. I almost said March. Time's going by so fast. Yeah. So, yeah, here it is.
All right.
So next we have my new favorite song on the new Vampire Weekend album, Mary Boone by Vampire Weekend, which I really love. But I also want to apologize officially to Gigi's mom. She, in fact, knew the Spoon song, not my old person song. So she is not old and very, very hip.
Very young.
Very, very young.
Very hip.
So. Too youthful, actually. Rein it in.
I hope you guys are enjoying all of our commentary. We're feeling very chatty tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a lot of people.
I'm getting a little, like, sad because we're leaving soon, and this is, like, mm-hmm. been such a fun part of this semester.
No, but then we get to go to California and all hang out together.
Yeah. Okay, true. But, but this has been really fun. Side quest of ours, and yes, we love you, radio listeners. Okay, next song.
Faded white, knowing time, you weren't having, but I was looking in those days. My working day came in from Jersey, not from Brooklyn. We always wanted money, now the money's not the same. In a quiet moment at the theater, I could hear the train. Deep inside the city, your memory remains. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, I'm on the dark side of the room. Mary Boone, Mary Boone. Well, I hope you feel like loving someone soon. Your memory remains. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, I'm on the dark side of your room. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, will I help you feel like loving someone soon?
That was Well I Wonder by the Smiths.
And next up we're playing Ready or Not by Shaky Graves and Sierra Farrell, who I'm actually not super familiar with, but Shaky Graves is
the best song ever.
Yeah, they are great. This song is particularly nostalgic for me because my best friend slash cousin, Elsa Shutt, who's a sophomore here, introduced it to me, but it was also her top song of like her Spotify Wrapped of this past year. And I've listened to it a lot in the second semester, and it feels kind of indicative of the second semester, and it's just a good one. So hope you enjoy.
Whether you're ready or not,
here we come. Comes a wedding.
let's hope that it's true. You're already one of a kind. Why not make it two?
Still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. Still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase. I do believe I'll find myself a new. Dreaming of your face, hungry and hollow.
All right, that was Santa Monica by Everclear. I found that on my Discover Weekly, and Gigi really liked it.
I really liked it.
Okay, so now for the rest of the show, we are going to each play a song that reminds us of freshman year, like our first year here, because this might be our last show. So Gigi's going to go first, so take it away, Gigi.
Yeah, so the song is called Rings by Pine Grove. I found this, or someone showed it to me, like, in October, I'd say. And I've just been listening to it ever since. It's kind of one of the only songs from the fall that's carried through to the spring and the winter. I associate it with getting a cough, but also, like, I don't know, I listened to this a lot.
Can you elaborate on that?
Okay. Well, I just got really sick in the fall. The horrible chronic cough with no other symptoms. So, but I don't know. I listened to the song a lot when I was like realizing that it was gonna become a problem. But and then I developed a better relationship with the song later, because now I don't know. This song is applicable to so many things this year. It's beautiful. It's kind of sad, but it's a beautiful song.
So, okay.
Here it is, Rings by Pine Grove.
All right. So, my song, what we're going to play, what reminds me of freshman year, is Parking Lots by Plums. And this isn't, like, I don't think this is, like, has memories attached to this place, but I listened to this a lot my high school senior year, and it was, like, a period of kind of, like, of ending but new beginning, and that's kind of how I feel now. And it's, like, a happy ending. So, I'm excited. Okay, so this is Parking Lots. All right. All right. We have a few more guests with us now. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Violet.
Won't move. Talk loud.
I'm Mina.
We're going to keep it... I'm Sophie. We're going to keep it rolling with the freshman year songs. Mine is As She Was by the Talking Heads. I got really sad, like, first semester. I think I didn't... Huh?
Talking heads.
I got really sad first semester a little bit because I missed home and it was just like a lot of change. And I would play this song because it was upbeat and I liked to dance to it. And it just kind of made me feel less sad because I feel like when you're sad and you listen to sad music, you just get more sad. So this song really helped me get through first semester, and it's kind of about change. It's like the world was moving around, and she was. Like, you're always part of change. So, yeah. All right, enjoy.
Okay, I don't have much of a backstory behind this next song. Thank you, Sophie. But it's Wishful Thinking by Leone. And I used to listen to her a lot in during quarantine because my mom found her, which is kind of... What? Sophie's making fun of me. My mom found her, which is honestly, I gotta be real, kind of rare because my mom, I'm usually the one showing my mom different artists. And so it's nostalgic in that way, but also I listened to it for the first time this fall. And then it's kind of just like been encompassing throughout the year. So I'm excited to play it for you guys.
Meet me halfway. There is a place where we can go down the highway. The stars are out there just for us, like a scene from a movie. I see us now. need a light to the magic hour. Oh, I can still remember how we would dream of a future and paint it bright. You told me your darkest secrets. You know that I still keep them. So here's to the end and new beginnings. Running straight to the edge, no second guessing. And we'll grow old, I know, but they never fade. The days when living on wishful thinking, it's always hiding there in the corner of my mind. Do you still go there to get a taste of what it's like? Get the world off your shoulders. I know we are older, but it's never.
Song is called Untitled, parentheses, How Does It Feel by D'Angelo. My dad introduced me to this artist. That's also partly why I chose it. But I think I'm also still processing how I feel about the end of the year. I don't know how to feel about it yet. And this song is also about processing emotions and is also untitled. So it works in that way too. And yeah, I just love it a lot. And I listened to it a couple times today.
But it's not really untitled.
It's not untitled, yeah.
Thank you for listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Radio.
This is our last song.
Thank you for listening to WMFO Tufts Radio. This is our last song.
Yeah!
Thank you. Get so beside of me, I'm around you, baby. Oh.